Marty, as usual, a lot happening this week, and we start in the business section, but this is a big news story in the city of Las Cruces. Of course, lots of folks familiar with all of the construction going on near Valley and Avenida de Mesilla, and this has really caused a lot of controversy for businesses in that area that have been affected by that construction. You have a story this week about how the city is hoping to mitigate problems for the businesses that have been hurt by the construction.
Yes, they're calling it patience during progress, and that is kind of the theme for it all. And they're working with the three chambers of commerce. They're working with Construction Compadres, which was formed maybe a month or two ago, and coming up with different promotions to try to get customers into these businesses. They're also going to put signage out there, at least temporary signage, temporary lighting, just to make it a little bit easier to access some of these businesses on Valley and on Avenida, and also, Fred, really all the way into some of the downtown businesses that are being affected by the two-way conversion. So this story has to do with Save Mart and some of the promotions they're doing and how the chambers are getting involved. We're going to be doing these for the foreseeable future as long as this construction or reconstruction continues.
Okay, very important story, and we'll look for that in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. In the arts section, you have a story about a new exhibit called the Night Sky Exhibit. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's pretty intriguing, actually. There are two photographers, Victor Gibbs and Bob Petacolis, and there is an artist reception for this exhibit. It's basically Into the Night, quote-unquote, is the title of the exhibit. At the Tombaugh Gallery, there is an artist reception Sunday, March 3rd from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. That's at 2000 South Solano in the Unitarian Universalist Church. And it's going to be going through the end of March. And it's nighttime photography, and it's beautiful from the photographer.
I got to get over there. It's close to work here, so I'll have to check that out. That really sounds great. In Southwest Living, it's an annual event at the Farm and Ranch Heritage Museum. Folks look forward to this every year, and you have a preview of Cowboy Days.
Yeah, thanks to Craig Massey. He sends, and he's an old-time journalist himself in many ways, but he gets us the information, and we've got it here. It is the 20th annual Cowboy Days, Saturday and Sunday. It's their biggest event of the year. You know, the museum, the Farm and Ranch, I mean, they're doing something around the almost 24/7, different events, different projects. This is their biggest of the year. And we've got the schedule of both days down to the time when they're taking place. And so it's a real good user-friendly calendar here of events for Cowboy Days.
All right. Also in health this week, you have a story that may be interesting to many people as well who follow business and technology. It's a company that has located not too long ago as its headquarters, Las Cruces, and they actually purchased it's Wells Fargo building, right, in Las Cruces.
Right.
Electronic Caregivers, and I know if you go downtown, you'll see that logo on the building now.
Yeah, it's theirs, or at least the top floors. It used to be the National Bank Tower, by the way, and then Wells Fargo Tower. And the founder and CEO, Tony Dorman, has a vision for the future of home health care, basically, with the population generally growing older, and how they can, and with the technology that's becoming available, how they can get care in their home or monitor their vital signs or whatever, not having to go to a doctor's office or anything like that.
Yeah, and of course, with an aging population, you would think this would be very much a growing business. The more and more people would be interested in having this.
He's got over 100 employees now, and this could put Las Cruces on. This is a big deal, business-wise as well. It could put Las Cruces on the map for healthcare technology.
Very interesting. We'll read more in this week's Las Cruces Bulletin. Marty Racine is the managing editor of the Bulletin. He's with us every week. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.